Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so James Harrison talked yesterday. He was on. He loves going on FS1, right? That's his thing. For as much as he hated the media when he was a player, he sure loves to do a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. And the latest thing James Harrison said in this AB saga was this.
Outside of those things, it's come to a point where I don't believe things can be, you know, burned out, so to speak. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like it's time, you know, that maybe he gets a fresh start somewhere else where he can build a whole different rapport, relationship with new coaches, new teammates, and, you know, start off from there.
Okay. So he says, this isn't me talk, or this isn't AB talking, this is me talking. I think he's got to go. James Harrison does a lot of talking for other people when he, even though he make sure to tell you he's not talking for other people, which means he's talking for other people.
Exactly. Don't think for a second James Harrison isn't plugged into what people in that room were talking about. He was just hanging out with AB on Instagram a couple days ago. So he knows exactly what AB's thinking. He probably has a pretty good idea of what people in the Steelers organization are thinking as well. He doesn't talk to them. I'm sure he's not texting Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin about what they're thinking, but he has an idea of the way those guys think. He knows how this is going to end.
I've now conditioned myself, not even conditioned. I feel this way now. I honestly think when you look at the record at 9-6-1, they're going to lose. And maybe I'm lying to myself. I don't know. They're going to lose a great offensive talent in Antonio Brown. There was no two ways about that. I just don't know if they're going to be much worse. I don't. I don't know if they're going to end up losing. Right out of the gate, whenever the trade talk started, I said, let's not kid ourselves here, Pittsburgh. They're going to lose a big offensive weapon. They're not going to be better. I don't know if they'll be better, but I don't think they'll be much worse because I think they'll be a happier bunch.
I think it comes back to...
And it's not like they were 15-1.
Right. We talked about it right after this first happened. We said, it's going to be about the offense becoming more and more diverse, right? That was part of the offense's skill this year, was that Ben would find 8, 9, 10 different receivers in a game. It wasn't just about funneling everything through Bell and Brown as it had been the last few years, and I think that's still better. As Ben gets older, the offense needs to get more diverse, and they've got to funnel it through 7, 8, 9 different people on any given Sunday, and not having Antonio Brown in the locker room complaining about how many touches he has or doesn't have is going to make that an easier thing to do.
I'm still a believer of talent over camaraderie. However, after what happened last year, they just can't afford. They need to grab control of that room again, and they can't do that with Antonio Brown.
If you're going to take control of the franchise back, if you're Art Rooney and you still believe in Mike Tomlin and being able to do so, maybe it's worth a 9-7 year. I mean, you don't want to punt on a season
they
ever.
They just were 9-7 for the
exactly,
most part.
Exactly. So maybe it's worth another one to get things back under where you feel like you have control of your team again. Because let's be honest, nobody has control of what's going on over there right now.
Do you want to punt with a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No, you don't. You don't.
Well, it's not punting, though. It's how can they get – are they going to get so much better if AB sticks around? That's the other thing. Are they going to be so much better
if he sticks around? They just effectively went 9-7 with him. Yeah.
No.
Like, that's the way I look at it. It's not –
But let's see what the return is. You know, when you make that move, what is the return?
I think if he walked out today and the return was nothing, they got nothing, right? They just were able to draft and they got a pick or whatever. Mm-hmm. The return was what you think it would be. I don't think they'd be worse than 9-6-1. I honestly feel that way at this point.
I mean, it's hard not to look at them going into 2019 as a 9-7 team. That's what they are. That's what the baseline is going into 2019. The question is, how does the team change from what you had in 18 to what you will have in 19, both coaching staff and player-wise?
Like, I saw the Cincinnati game. I saw what they were. But I also saw a team that was beat up at the end of the year. I saw Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger's the guy that needs the talking to as well. He needs to not be the co-offensive coordinator anymore. He needs to not puppeteer Coach Randy. But he needs to keep it in line some as well.
You guys say 9 wins. I mean, I don't see the arrow pointing up for this team. It's pointing down.
But I don't see it pointing up if AB sticks around either.
But that's what I'm saying. They're 9 wins right now without AB.
Right.
But they're 9 wins with him.
Exactly. That's the point.
Right.
But I don't think they're 9 wins next year.
I don't know. I don't think they're like 7 wins. I don't think they're 6 wins.
Tougher division. I don't know.
Hey, this is what AB wanted. Or this is, excuse me, what Ben wanted. This is the offensive coordinator he wanted. This is how it wanted to go. Like, Ben isn't blameless in all of this.
No, he's got to know his limitations on the field, and he's got to realize what his actions off the field
on that same network, FS1, something real interesting was said by a former NFL player who kind of laid into Ben some or alluded to something really weird going on. And this went under the radar, I thought. Wait till you hear this coming up next. Today's daily Twitter poll, are you entertained and informed by James Harrison as a media member? It's a simple, yes, I like him. No, I got no time for him. 13% say, yes, I like him, which means 87% of the people say, I got no time for James Harrison as a media member.
I'll be honest. I love when he goes on and talks because it feeds into the news cycle, gives us something to talk about. And I also think there's a unique perspective there in that he was a part of the organization for so long, but also departed not so ceremoniously. You know what I mean? It's not a Troy Polamalu or a Hines Ward or whatever it may be. A guy, and maybe I shouldn't use Troy as an example there, a guy who had great goodwill as he left the organization.
A guy who would have hated any other former player saying anything about him is now doing the same thing. The hypocrisy with James Harrison is the thing that gets me.
Thick and rich.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I listen every time he talks, though. And he talked yesterday a couple different times on FS1. He was on The Undisputed. This isn't about James Harrison, though. James Harrison is kind of, I don't know if he's playing dumb or if James Harrison really knows more and doesn't let on. That's what I suspect here. I suspect he knows exactly what Shannon Sharp is talking about. Here's Shannon Sharp and James Harrison talking about Ben Roethlisberger and Joey Porter's relationship. This is kind of weird, and I think it flew under the radar some.
Mike Tomlin's hand is in a lot of that, and that's why I believe you haven't seen a change on the defensive side of the ball too much other than letting guys go that, you know, their contracts are up because he has so much of a hand in that. In that defense.
He let Peasy go.
Feels like all the offense.
I know why he let Peasy go.
Need to be figured out.
Before you know, I know why he let Peasy go, though.
Why he let Peasy go?
You know why he let Peasy go.
I don't know.
You're having this side.
Didn't even let Peasy go. What about Peasy and Big Ben? What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't there.
Okay. Who knows what he's thinking?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
See, now, that's curious to me. Yeah. That actually, in all sincerity, that makes me wonder something. So Shannon Sharp is just outwardly saying something happened. There was a flare-up. There was a dust-up.
Somebody told Shannon Sharp that something happened between Joey Porter and Ben Roethlisberger.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't tell me for a second that James Harrison hasn't heard the same story.
Exactly. I don't know if I give credit to James Harrison for playing dumb and not outing Ben here, or if I say, well, if you're going to go down that road, you better go all the way down there. You start naming people. Is he protecting Ben here? Is he protecting Peasy? What is he doing? Because for as much as I think that sometimes Shannon Sharp could act really strange, I don't think he would just make something up.
No.
It feels like someone told him something.
He's trying to get James to say something there.
He knows something, but he doesn't want to be the guy that says it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think he's protecting Ben because they hang out occasionally together, whether they go hunting or whatever, and James is trying to stay relevant, and he needs to hang on to somebody that is still relevant, and Ben is. And James still wants to be.
So do we believe something happened? This is the latest Steeler drama. I mean, really.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time Joey Porter led something in Ben's direction or Ben had to defend himself from Joey Porter or vice versa, right? I mean, this goes way back to when Ben was a kid. And the guys on the defensive side of the ball, particularly Joey Porter, had no time for Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, does this fall in line with some of the whispers that you've heard from Steelers and from Steeler practice and from different reporters and maybe even from Steelers that Joey Porter implored the defense to go hard at the offense a little bit and made it too much offense versus defense?
Let's just put it this way. they didn't all of a sudden realize after 4 years that Joey was a bad coach or that he couldn't coach guys.
Yeah, this is...
Well, they've also known...
But where's Ben fall in this? That's the part that's curious about these quotes.
Again, Joey has been a part of a core of group of guys that has not been a fan of Ben Roethlisberger's, I guess, off-field conduct and the way he speaks off the field since he was a rookie.
Like, I mean, I think Shannon Sharpe a lot of times is like from another planet, but this one just smell. It looks like there's smoke.
Absolutely,
it really does. Man, the drama doesn't quit with the Steelers.
Never.
Man, it just doesn't ever end.
We're gonna be on to page 3 of the drama list before the offseason.
Maybe the drama will end when Ben retires. You know, a lot of people blaming AB, and rightly so. Maybe there's more blame to be laid than at just one person.
When did that offense versus defense dichotomy really start to kick up?
Negative Nancy.
All the time. He said that about you, by the way, Jeff.
He did.
I know.
He did.
You were the one.
Negative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.